The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, welcome to or welcome back to Trying to Care. If you're new here, hello, my name is Ashley. I'm so happy to have you. I post every single Monday except for last Monday. I took the week off. It was definitely much needed. I'm so grateful to be back and I'm so grateful for all of you who allowed me to have time off. I just want to jump right into the episode. Today, I want to talk about why I needed time off. I want to talk about taking time to rest and not feeling guilty about relaxing. People online have been referring to relaxing as rotting. I have definitely made a joke here and there about having rot days and stuff. But I think we need to stop calling relaxing rotting and just call it what it is, which is relaxing, resting. And I just want to talk about how rest is productive. And yeah, so let's get into today's episode. I'm so happy to be back. So I guess I'll start this episode off with talking a little bit about why I took the week off. And I know it's not that big of a deal. I know I'm making it this big thing when it doesn't have to be. I know the world isn't ending because I took a week off. I think I am just really hard on myself and I expect a lot out of myself. So when I take a Monday off, I stress the fuck out. I first want to start off by saying that I'm never gonna sit here and say how hard my job is because I quite literally have my dream job and I know it's easy in the grand scheme of things compared to all these other jobs. And I'm doing what I've always wanted to do. I wouldn't trade what I'm doing for the world. It's so fulfilling. It brings me so much joy. And I know how privileged I am to have this job, especially having so many other jobs that I struggled with and I hated so much. I'm exhausting myself, and it's not like my job is physically exhausting. It's not hard to do. It's not like my old job when I was on my feet all day running around with kids and exhausted. But the difference between my last job and other jobs I had to the job I have now is at my other jobs, when the workday would end, it was over. There was no more work to do. I could just go home and relax and feel good about relaxing because I knew there was nothing else I could do for work until the next day. With the job I have now, there's never a stopping point. There's always something that I can be working towards. There's always something that I feel like I could be doing more of, especially because it's what I want to do. I'm so motivated and excited to do my job, so I always want to be doing more. It's not like I have to, it's that I want to. But sometimes I overdo that and I get so fixated that I don't factor in any time to just chill out. And I am so aware that I have the chillest job. I'm not saying that I don't have time to chill out because I do. I have more than enough time to relax. I'm just not allowing myself to. I feel like I always have to be going and doing more because, well, one, I know that this job in comparison to other jobs isn't that hard, so I think that I have no excuse to do as much as I can and put in the time and the energy that I can because I have the privilege to do so. And then two, I'm afraid if I don't go, I'm gonna fall behind and I'm gonna lose this job that I love so much and I'm gonna lose this community that I've built with all of you that I love so much. And then three, because I've built so many connections with all of you and I've helped so many of you and I have this amazing community, I never want to let any of you down. I never want to not show up for you. Like when I don't put out an episode on a Monday, I feel like I'm not showing up for you. And I think about podcasts that I have loved in the past when they didn't put out an episode and how let down I felt and how disappointed I felt. Like I was never mad at them, but I looked forward to their episode all week. And then, you know, Friday would come and I'm so excited to go on my hot girl walk. And then there's no episode and I'm like bummed out about it. So to just think about any of you feeling that way when I don't put out an episode, it makes my heart hurt so much and it makes me so sad. And I just don't want to let any of you down because I really do mean it when I say that you are my best friends and I owe you my life. Like you literally have changed my life and I just want to be there for you in the way that all of you have been there for me and have helped me make this my job. With that being said, I've pretty much put out an episode every Monday since the beginning of 2022. You know, I've missed a few episodes here and there, but for the most part, every Monday I've released an episode. And that's not to say that I should be praised for that, or you guys should sit there and be like, oh my God, Ashley, we feel so bad. Like, no, I've wanted to do that. It started as a hobby. It still is technically. I'm not trying to be heroic by saying that. It's my job. Like, I'm supposed to show up every Monday. But there's just a lot that goes into it, you know, with planning episodes, researching, recording, editing. Like, I do all of that myself. And I know I could make my life easier by getting an assistant or getting an editor, but I like the process of it. I love having this as a passion project, and I'm also just a control freak, so I like to do things myself. But sometimes I just run myself too thin. And although I know that I'm running myself too thin, I still try to make it a goal of mine to do all these things and balance all these things because, you know, I love to do them, but also because of my fear of letting people down and my fear of falling behind and my fear of me not doing enough. I think because I'm doing my dream job, I tell myself that it's not fair for me to complain, especially when other people are doing so much more than I am and they have more taxing jobs along with, you know, having families to take care of and having harder problems or bigger stressors. I know that my job is easier and it's so fun and it's better than any job that I've ever had. And I also know that I'm capable of putting out great work every single week. So I don't allow myself to do less. Like, if I'm capable of doing something, I'm going to do it. But something that I'm starting to realize is just because I can do something doesn't mean that I have to. Just because I can balance 1,000 things doesn't mean that I need to. I think for a really long time, I thought that if I could balance all these things, if I could push out all this content, if I could put out an episode every week, that meant I was doing my best. But I've come to realize that I'm not doing my best because I'm not giving my all. I'm giving everything that I can give, but I don't have much to give right now because I'm so drained. For the past few months, I feel like I was just doing enough to get by and say I'm doing what I need to, but I wasn't giving you the material or the rawness that I used to. And I also wasn't as excited or inspired in the way that I used to be. And that's because I was so tired and I didn't have enough energy to do the things that I love to do so much. I should feel excited to do this because it's more than just a job. It's my favorite thing ever. It's my passion. It's so much more than just a podcast. There's real people listening. There's real connections. There's a community here. Like, you're all my best friends, and I need to be here for you and really be here for you. I don't want to come on here every Monday just putting out bullshit to get by. I want you to feel heard and understood. I want you to feel like I am your best friend and you're coming to me for advice. And I can't give you advice or the comfort that you need if I'm not doing that for myself. As I've been talking about in today's episode, I definitely struggle with burnout, and on days where I have a lot of work to do, it's really hard to get things done with no energy. I asked some of my friends what they recommended to stay more alert and get through the day, and they mentioned AG1. I first gave AG1 a try because I was tired of feeling sluggish and crashing halfway through the day. Since drinking AG1, I've felt much more energized and I've been able to actually get through the workday without feeling like I need to take a nap when 3:30 hits. And I also am able to stay focused and engaged in what I'm working on. And that's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I love that every scoop includes rhodiola and B vitamins for energy support, folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. I recommend AG1 to all my friends and family because, unlike a lot of supplements you see online, AG1 has a team of doctors and scientists, so I feel confident in what I'm putting into my body. Some of my friends had been already drinking AG1 and loving it. Like, one of my best friends loves to drink AG1 for gut health. But even now, my boyfriend's been trying it and drinking it, and he told me how energetic he feels and how much he loves it. I started drinking AG1 to help with my energy and to help me focus. But I also love that it helps my digestion. I don't have the best gut health because I don't always think about what I'm eating and how it'll affect my body. But I noticed that when I drink AG1 in the morning, I don't struggle as much with my digestion. I like to drink it on an empty stomach first thing in the morning, and it's so easy and it just makes me feel so much better. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I'm excited to welcome them as a new partner. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/TNTC. That's drinkag1.com/TNTC to check it out. Now, let's get back to the show. There is nothing worse than going to your best friend when you need them and they don't respond to you, or they seem like they don't care, or they're struggling so much that they can't be there for you. And that's essentially what I was doing. And I want to be better for not only me, but for you. And I can't be there for you without being there for me first. So now that you've listened to me bitching about how stressed out I am, I just, you know, needed the week off to deal with that, to be better. So thank you if you just sat and listened to me complaining about that for the last however long I have been sitting here talking about that. But yeah, I took a week off to get things back together, take time to relax, plan things out without feeling rushed, find things that inspire me and excite me. And I know it was only a week off, but I think even just a week off was enough for me to feel better. And I say only a week off, but a week off is a lot. Like, I think about how I would have felt if I got a week off at my old job. Like, a week off in corporate America is unheard of. So I'm so grateful that I was able to do that. And I definitely feel like I'm in a better place emotionally and mentally. And I feel really good to record this episode and put it out for you. But that's pretty much all I'm going to talk about regarding my situation, my mental health. I might, you know, dabble here and there the rest of the episode, but I just wanted to give you an idea of where I'm coming from and why I was gone for the last week. I think a lot of you might be able to relate to how I've been feeling, you know, feeling like you have to do more because you know that you're capable of it. And you have such high expectations of yourself, but realistically, you can't live up to them no matter how much you think you can. I've always been told that I have a really good work ethic, which is true, but I think sometimes it could be overdone. You know, it's great to be someone who can work really hard and stay focused and get things done and be such a girl boss, but the downside of that is when you don't know when to stop. No matter how much work you get done, you never feel satisfied because you're like, okay, I checked this thing off my to-do list, on to the next thing. And you never feel fulfilled because although you accomplish something, there's always something that isn't complete. I noticed that when I complete something, like I complete a project or I cross something off my to-do list, I feel really good. But the thing is, when I go to relax, it's like coming off a high. Like, I feel so good and I want to continue feeling that way, that when I go to rest, I feel like I'm regressing and I don't want to lose that feeling. So instead of allowing myself to just chill out, I feel guilty and I start thinking, okay, what can I do to get back to feeling the way that I did? What project can I work on? What can I complete now? I don't allow myself to relax because it makes me feel bad relaxing. And when I'm not constantly thinking about what's next or acting on what's next, I feel like I'm not doing enough. Even if I work all day and I complete everything that I need to, if I were to lay in bed and watch a show, I feel like I'm fucking around and not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. If I give myself the day off to rest, I feel guilty, like I should be working, but I'm not. It's like even when you give yourself time to rest and relax, you're not even enjoying it because you feel so guilty about it, or you feel so anxious about what is going to happen next or what you need to do next or what you're not doing. There's always something that you feel like you should be doing and you don't think that resting is one of those things. It's like relaxing isn't a right of yours and you have to earn it. And even when you do earn it, you feel guilty about it. I have definitely felt like I have had to earn breaks. Like I can't just have them. Like if I do X, Y, and Z, then I can relax. But even when I earn it, I still feel like I didn't do enough and I'm wasting my time. Like I'm not using my time as productively as I can be. And like I said, there's a multitude of reasons why I feel this way, why I feel like I can't take time off. But at the base of it, overworking yourself comes from a lack mindset and it's rooted in fear. You're afraid of failure. You're afraid of not having enough time. You're afraid of being behind. You're afraid of looking a certain way. You're afraid of letting people down. You're afraid of losing people or losing something. Yeah, you can overwork yourself because you just want to, like I was saying before about how I enjoy doing my job. But for the most part, you're motivated by the lack of having something or being something. I took the last week off and it was a decision of mine. Like I was able to say I need time off and I allowed that. But the truth is, if I continued pushing forward without that break, I would have been forced to take one regardless. I've done this before at my old job where we were short-staffed and I felt like I had an obligation to be there even when I was sick. And I would go into work not feeling the best and I would work from 8 to 3:30, 3 days straight, trying to get through the week and trying to do my job and make others happy. But by Thursday, I couldn't go into work because my body couldn't do it. So then I was out Thursday, Friday, maybe even the following Monday. I felt worse than I would have felt if I just gave myself one day off, all because I didn't give myself time to rest and recharge and just feel better. If you don't allow yourself to rest when your body needs it, eventually your body's just going to give out and force you to slow down. No matter how badly you want things to work, no matter how many things you want to get done, no matter how fast you want to get those things done, you will not complete them, or at least not complete them well, if you don't allow your body to rest when it needs to. I've given this example so many times, but it's like a car without gas. It doesn't matter how badly you want to get from point A to point B. If you don't have enough gas in your tank, you will not get to point B without stopping for gas. It doesn't matter how fast you drive there. It doesn't matter how early you start. If you do not have enough fuel, it's not going to happen. You need to take a stop and take a break. If you don't take a break to refuel, your car is going to break down. The same thing happens with your body. The same example with your phone. Like if you want to be on your phone all day, that's fine. But unless you take a 10-minute break to just charge your phone a little bit, your phone's going to die. A good thing will not be good for long if you overdo it. You need to take breaks. So online people are calling laying in bed and watching a show or scrolling on your phone all day and eating in bed and not getting up. They're calling that rotting. You're having a rot day. And like I said, I'll say this from time to time as a funny little thing. I'll usually call Sunday my rot day where I don't shower, I don't get dressed, I kind of do nothing. But we need to stop calling it rotting and just call it relaxing. Like Sundays are a relaxing day where I chill out. I don't feel guilty about it. You know, sometimes I do feel guilty about it. You know, I'm still struggling with that. But I'm not rotting. Calling resting rotting insinuates that you're declining and you're doing something wrong. You're not rotting. You're taking time to rest. You're taking a break. You're enjoying not doing anything. That's not a bad thing. That's not a negative thing. I understand there's some situations where it's more than just relaxing. For example, if you can't get out of bed for days, like that's totally different. I'm not talking about you struggling with your mental health and it's interfering with you functioning as a person. That's totally different. I'm talking about if you're just taking a day off for a self-care day and you're not going into work, you're not cleaning your house, you're not doing all these super productive things and you're just relaxing. Maybe you feel under the weather. Maybe you had a really hard day the day before and you just need to lay down and watch Netflix and DoorDash some food and do nothing. If you are so exhausted to the point where all you could do is rest, It's probably because your body needs it. You're not being lazy. You're not fucking off. You're not doing anything wrong. You shouldn't feel guilty about taking a break. That's like talking shit to yourself about needing rest at night, like needing to sleep at night. Being pissed at yourself that you need 6 to 8 hours of sleep because you could be doing something more productive with your time. The most productive thing you could do during that time is sleep, because without sleep, you cannot function. Without sleeping at night, you wouldn't be able to get through the next day as efficiently as you would if you just let yourself take a little snooze. Like, think about the nights where you don't sleep well or you don't get enough sleep and it's hard to wake up in the morning and it's hard to work or do your everyday tasks. The same thing is happening when you don't allow yourself to have a self-care day or rest day or just slow down and take an intentional amount of time for yourself. Whether that's an hour or a couple hours or a whole day to watch YouTube or do self-care or lay in bed. Rest is productive because it's essential to keep you going. Something that has helped me when I'm trying to relax and then I get in my head telling myself that I'm not doing enough or I'm fucking off or I'm lazy is romanticizing, I don't know why I had a hard time saying that, romanticizing relaxing, making relaxing an art rather than a negative thing, like rotting. It's the art of doing nothing. By doing nothing, you're allowing yourself to rest and recharge and redirect your thinking and get rid of stress. So when you actually have to be quote unquote productive and go to work and do all these things that take up a lot of your energy, you have enough to do them. You won't feel overwhelmed or incapable of doing them because you allowed yourself enough time to recharge. You can look at relaxing as a waste of time, or you can look at it as slowing down to process what you're thinking or what you're struggling with and how you feel and what your goals are and what you want to do. You can look at it as being lazy and I'm doing nothing, or I'm doing nothing right now so I can refocus and reset and come back stronger. I know that it's obviously still difficult for people to relax without feeling guilty, especially if you are an overachiever, like, hi, hello, me. But there are ways to rest while still feeling a sense of productiveness and feeling like you're completing something. Like, you can read, you can watch something that makes you feel good, like a documentary. You can learn something new, like on Duolingo. You can learn a new language, like right now I'm learning Spanish. You can make mood boards and vision boards and reinvent your life on Pinterest. You can plan out your week. You can plan out content. You could do a self-care night. You can spend time on your hobbies or learn new hobbies. Like right now, I'm learning how to play piano. I tried to learn how to crochet. Didn't go great. Took a little break from that. We'll get back into that sometime this year. But those are things that you can do that don't take a lot of energy and you're still resting, but you're still doing something productive. For me, I love structure. I love knowing what comes next. And I think that's why I have such a hard time with resting, because there's not much structure to it. Like on the weekends, I feel out of place and out of whack because I don't have a planned schedule the way that I do during the week. So during the weekend, I feel like I'm fucking off and doing nothing, which makes me feel bad. But I think you could still have structure while allowing yourself to relax or not do as taxing things like working. I came across this video on TikTok from the user Life is Raven, where she gives you examples of building a schedule to ease yourself out of a rot day. And she'll give you like a rundown, like you do this from this time and this from this time. And it inspired me to create a schedule to give more structure to those of us who struggle with allowing ourselves to rest. So although you're not planning your day to get a bunch of things done, you're still planning your day to allow yourself to relax and decompress and to take care of yourself without feeling guilty about it. You're able to still cross things off and feel like you're accomplishing something without compromising your well-being. So I'm going to give you an example of a schedule, but I think it would be so beneficial for you to make your own schedule if this is something that you struggle with too. I think you should try it out next time that you have a day off or you just have time to incorporate this into your life. So I wrote it down. Hold on. Okay. It's only a few things, but I think it really will be helpful. I'm going to give this example as if it's the weekend for you or you took the day off from work. So one, when you wake up, give yourself X amount of time to doom scroll or whatever it is that you feel guilty about doing, like your guilty pleasure that you love to do, but you feel like ass doing. This could be 10 minutes. This could be 4 hours. Just give yourself a set amount of time to this one thing. After this amount of time, get up, brush your teeth, brush your hair, maybe put on some deodorant, nothing crazy. Like you don't have to get ready, just a little something so you don't feel gross about yourself. Because I know on days where I don't get ready and I'm not seeing anyone, I actually smell and my hair is like knotted and they have like dried saliva on my face. It's gross and it makes me feel bad about myself. So just like make yourself not look awful or smell bad. Number three, change out of whatever you slept in. You could change out of the big t-shirt you slept in into another big t-shirt as long as it's not the same shirt you were sleeping in. For whatever reason, it just makes me feel more put together when I put on a new outfit, even if it's not a good outfit. I recommend you put on cozy clothes, either a matching set, really cozy sweatpants, maybe yoga pants and a hoodie. Like cunt, but cozy, but not smelly. Number four, make yourself a good drink, whether that's a coffee, a matcha, tea, a poppy in a glass of ice. Make yourself a drink. Make yourself something yummy to eat, or better yet, DoorDash yourself some food. I usually feel so guilty about DoorDash because it's so expensive. Like the fees are actually criminal and I feel like a lazy piece of shit for not going and just picking it up myself. But we're being intentional. This isn't an everyday thing. This is for my relaxation day. This is, I'm not lifting a finger if I don't have to. It's a reward. I deserve it. So order yourself food. When your food comes, don't sit in bed. If you can, go outside, get some sunlight, enjoy your food, and don't feel guilty about it. Number five, set dedicated time to your digital to-dos. It can be like 5 to 7. I'm going to catch up on YouTube videos. I'm going to listen to this podcast. I'm going to make a playlist. I'm going to make a Pinterest board. I'm going to make content ideas. I'm going to do Duolingo. Anything that involves being on your phone. And then number six, you're going to schedule dedicated time to do things that make you feel good. This could be writing in your journal. This could be reading a book. This could be meditating. Literally anything that makes you feel relieved. Number seven, by this time, it might be time to eat again. So same thing, schedule in time to eat your lunch or your dinner, whatever time it is that you're doing this. Number eight, you're going to schedule time for self-care. This might be taking a shower. This might be washing your face. This might be doing a face mask, doing your nails, doing a hair mask, plucking your eyebrows, using your red light therapy mask, whatever you consider self-care. That might be, you know, whipping out the vibrator. Who is to say? I'm not here to judge you. And then lastly, when your day is ending, you're going to end it by unwinding. You're going to set the mood, light a candle, dim the lights, put on really cozy pajamas, make some sleepy girl tea, make a sleepy girl mocktail, anything that makes you feel relaxed. And while you're laying in bed, think about all the things that you completed today and think about how relieved you feel, how relaxed you feel, and tell yourself you're proud of yourself. Tell yourself that you're proud of yourself for taking the day for you, because you deserve that and you needed that and you should be proud of yourself for putting yourself first. I definitely want to incorporate this kind of schedule into my self-care days or when I'm struggling with taking time off for myself, because as I've said already, I am definitely really, really hard on myself when it comes to slowing down. I think a lot of us just need to have more grace and compassion with ourselves and not expect ourselves to do all these different things and balance all these things, because we don't expect that from anyone else. We understand that people are doing their best, so we should feel the same way towards ourselves. Our value isn't determined by how hard we work or how many things we complete or how successful we are. It's easy to see someone waking up at 6 a.m. and going to Pilates and eating well and making a lot of money and then think, oh, well, I'm not doing any of that, so it must mean that I'm not doing enough. When that's not true, you just doing your best is enough. Your best is going to look different for everyone. Everyone's best is different than someone else's. You getting out of bed and brushing your teeth and taking a shower and eating breakfast is a step in the right direction for you. That is incredible for you, whereas to someone else, that's bare minimum. But your best is different than theirs. And you can't compare the two because that's when you're going to start feeling like shit. I know today's episode is kind of all over the place. I just wanted to talk through how I was feeling and remind not only you, but remind myself that rest is productive. And as long as you're trying, that's enough. Everyone is out here trying their best. I hope that this episode helped you in some way. Thank you for letting me vent a little bit. I definitely needed it. It feels so good to be back. I am so grateful for all of you. I love you all so much. If you are feeling generous today, if you love me, check out my socials. Follow me on TikTok and Instagram. Check out today's sponsor. I love AG1. And if you could, give Trying to Care a 5-star review. It really helps me out and I appreciate it so much. I love you besties so much. I will be releasing an episode on Monday, so I will see you next Monday. And yeah, thank you for hanging out with me today. As always, you're the best. I love you, and I will talk to you next time. Bye, besties.